I thought I'd talk a little bit about Our Lady's maternity, her maternity over us, all of her children. When we think of Our Lady as Mother of God and Mother of us, we need to think of her maternity in a concrete way, in a palpable way, something that we can really relate to in a real way, because you know, we can think of our mother who's in heaven, she's off in a distance. And that doesn't always help us when we think of God in a distance or Our Lady in a distance in our prayers. She's interceding for us, but she's not right here, you know. When you go down to the chapel here, the Adoration Chapel here in this church, Jesus is right there. You know, he's right in front of you, 5 feet away. And it's a real nice symbol of the closeness of God, how God wants to be close to us. And that's described in familial terms, maternal, paternal. God is our Father. Mary is our mother. And those terms weren't used in the Old Testament. God, you know, Mount Sinai with all the thunder and lightning and the earth shaking and terrified the people, and the people had to stay at a distance. If they came close to the foot of the mountain, they could be stoned and killed. So the people were terrified of God, and that was necessary because of their unworthiness and their sinfulness, and the coming of Jesus and the grace of God and his mercy hadn't been dispensed yet. And so, but now it has, and now God is dispensing what he always wanted to do. He always wanted to dispense his love and his mercy and his closeness, his intimacy with his children, his creatures, all of us. And so we can understand that in a paternal way, as God is a loving father. We can understand God's paternity, but not always, you know, as concrete and palpable his maternity, because he's maternal too. And so he shows that in the person of Mary. She's our mother, and she exemplifies the maternal traits of God. And we are to relate to her as children to a mother. And mothers, what do? They hold their babies, they hold them close to their heart, and they're in their arms, or they're holding their hand. They're always with their children. The child is never far from the mother, always close, and that's the term, I think, to remember in our relationship with Our Lady, is closeness, intimacy, right there, right next to Mary. Our Lady is right with us, maternal, that maternal quality, we need to know that. It's because, you know, it's when where things are at a distance, that we start to lose faith, we start to weaken in our faith, it doesn't touch us, we don't experience. You know, how many of us are always talking about, you know, I'm more apathetic now, I lost my devotion, I don't feel fervent anymore. You know, it's the distance. And that's the thing that we need to correct, because God is not far from us. In the state of grace, God is even in our soul. In the state of grace, the Holy Trinity is there, and Our Lady is there too, really. And she holds us close to her heart, and she's, you know, it's not just a closeness, but there's a communication of grace, there's a communication of love, there's a communication of truth, wisdom. She talks to us, he talks to us, you know, in silent ways most of the time, of course, and we should communicate back in those intimate terms. I don't have to shout. You know, I can speak quietly and she hears everything. And, you know, as the Fatima message goes, the angel of Portugal said to the three children, pray very much because the hearts of Jesus and Mary are attentive to the voice of your supplication. They're attentive, keenly attentive. Mary is keenly aware of everything we do. Everything we say, keenly, she's right there, and she's hearing everything that we, you know, experience. You know, when you love somebody, you're interested in every single thing about them, all their different aspects, their idiosyncrasies don't bother you. You know, you know everything, and you want to know every aspect of that beloved's character and their life and what's going on, the good and the bad and the sad and the joyful. You know, Our Lady wants to know all of that. Of course, she knows, but she wants to be communicated to about all of those things. And she's keenly interested in everything that we do. And she shares our experiences. She feels our pain. She knows our worries. She knows it all better than we do. And she's intimately involved in our life. She can, you know, even in the life of our Lord, she was intimately involved there, you know, as a mother is. You know, I was just talking to my mother the other day, just a couple of days ago, and she said, I was telling her about some changes in my life, and she said, you know, what happens to you happens to me, because I'm your mother. And I thought, you know, that echoed in my mind, that's what happened to Our Lady when she was with Jesus. What happened to him happened to her. You know, the mystics tell her she felt every single pain that he experienced. I mean, not to the same extent, of course, but she felt everything. She felt the crucifixion, she felt the scourging, the crowning, all the things that happened in her passion. She felt it all because she was his mother. And that's a reality. And mothers feel the pain of their children, and mothers feel the pain of each one of you and me. Your pains and your joys and your life, she's intimately involved in everything. She cares about everything. And if we know that, how much closer we will be, how much more it'll affect our life, how much more we'll pray to her and trust in her and have confidence in her, how much more we'll draw closer to our Lady. And our Lord, of course, wants the same thing. He's there in the Eucharist here in this beautiful Adoration Chapel, but in every church, and we receive him in the Eucharist in a way that can't be any closer, eating our Lord's body and blood. That closeness is so important. You know, Blessed John Duns Scotus, one of the great theologians of the Franciscan order, he said that because Jesus is physically present in the Eucharist, physical presence matters. Closeness, proximity matters. You know, you can sit in the back of the church, not pointing at anybody there, but just literally, you can sit in the back of the church and it'll affect your devotion. Sometimes, you know, we're human beings, it'll affect us. If we're always sitting at a distance, it'll affect us. You know, of course, you know, when St. Bernadette, one of her last apparitions, the barricades were all put up in Lourdes, and she had to kneel behind the barricades when she felt the urge that Our Lady was coming, and she came and appeared, and so she knelt way far away from the grotto, and yet she saw Our Lady as if she was right next to her, just like when she was at the grotto. But that she didn't have any choice, of course. Here in the church, we have a choice. You know, we can sit up close, so we can come close, you know. And again, it affects us. It's important to us that we be close. And you see that in the saints. They generally come up close. They're on the altar rail. They're, you know, they're sitting in front so they don't get distracted and things like that. We come close, and it's important. It has a real effect, because our Lord is really physically present in the Eucharist here. And Our Lady, too, is physically present to us. Her presence in our soul, her presence beside us, when we pray to her, her presence is real, and it's powerful and effective, and it affects us. And that's why, you know, that's one of the ways we can really nourish our faith and love for Our Lady, because of this closeness. And you know, you think of all the maternal qualities of Our Lady, and you know, Our Lady intercedes for us. And she's close to us, she intercedes for us because we need mercy, because we have offended God. She intercedes and obtains mercy for us because she's our mother, and we trust, and that gives us confidence in her. She's gonna obtain the mercy for us if we trust in her, if we are there, holding on to her apron strings, if we're, you know, under her mantle, if we're holding her hand, we're going to go to the throne of God with confidence, because she will cover over our imperfections and defects if we love her and trust in her and are beside her, figuratively, really, in our prayers, in our experiences, in our devotion to her, she intercedes for us in that way without being far away, but being close to us. She obtains that mercy for us, and she prepares us for eternity. She's preparing our soul, knitting in our soul. She's making that beautiful garment that we're going to wear in heaven. She's knitting. She's there, active in our soul, changing us, nourishing us, teaching us, counseling us, guiding us, leading us on to the path of holiness. You know, that's her maternal role. That's what she does as a mother, and that's what a real mother does. A mother is with you 24 hours of the day when you're a child, and hopefully we're always children throughout our whole life. We're always little children. We're always mama's boys, mama's girls, always holding on to those apron strings, always holding on to her hands. She prepares us, and that's what we need to know, especially the coming to the end of our life. We know that she's preparing us for eternity, and if we trust in her, we don't have to worry about so much. We don't have to worry about purgatory so much. We don't have to worry about all our sins. She's going to cover them over, make up for them, get rid of them, you know, give us that contrition that we need, that love for God, that closeness for God. Love casts out fear. Love casts away purgatory, too. Love covers a multitude of sins, and we want to love God through Our Lady because of her maternal care, which is always real, which will always be there, no matter what we do, what we have done, no matter anything. She will always be our mother. It's just like God will always be our Father, always our loving Father, and that doesn't change because of our sins. God will always be that way, you know, but we have to, of course, repent and have sorrow for our sins and come to Our Lady to cleanse us of our sins, to cleanse God too in confession. So let's take those that important teaching of the maternal relationship that we should have with Our Lady, which is the same, similar to the paternal relationship that we should have with God, that we should never forget that God is our Father, and we have that in the Our Father, and we have that from the lips of Jesus himself. We should